a similar incident. Like, Dwight was putting out for the world to know that he is going around the bubble not wearing a mask. I asked Frank Vogel about that this morning. Frank said, in no uncertain terms, we got to be wearing our masks. They're asking us to do it when we're going through common areas like the lobby and the other lounge areas in the NBA campus setup. Dwight is no exception. Need him to wear a mask.
Morant down the lane, lays it up. It is! Holy cow! With 7/10 of a second, Ja Morant.
Two. Oh, Butler knocked it away. Here's Hero with 8 seconds left for three. Yes! Oh, my!
What's up, y'all? Technical Foul Podcast. It's your boy, Abdi.
Yeah.
Here with Mr.
Keep Test 5, baby. You know, young bass guy in this motherfucker, man.
And today we have a new guest. It's hopefully going to be on for a while. Miles Houston. Miles, you want to tell
the people
about
y'all?
A little bit?
Yes, sir. My name is first name Miles, last name Houston. I hail from Southern California, currently living in the IE. You know what time it is. You already know what day it is. It's Laker Nation out here, but I'm going to try to keep my biases out of it.
You know? No. Go ahead. Talk your shit. What's it called? You said IE. Is that Inglewood?
We on the way. That is the Inland Empire. Inland Empire is the neighboring largest area right next to Los Angeles. So I live in the biggest county in the United States, San Bernardino County. Shout out to the 909. So that's where I'm hailing.
So he's seen it all. How you been though, man? I haven't talked to you or seen you in a minute, bro, since three, four years now?
We're old as shit.
It's been a minute, y'all. It's been a cool minute, but life's been good. Life's been great.
How you holding
up? Learning. About as good as I can be in this pandemic. Shit. Yeah. Just about as good as anybody can be. I'm healthy. I'm breathing. I can't complain. God's been good.
That's all that matters, my guy. We're happy to have you. We're happy to have you on the show today. I hope you're on the show for a lot more episodes. But we're going to kick off and start with the NBA roundup today. We got a little game that we're going to play later on called Agree or Disagree. Well, it's not a game, but it's a little thing that we, you know what I'm saying, have decided to talk about from the draft classes from 95 to 2019. But yeah, we'll get to that. But first, we're going to talk NBA roundup. A lot of teams have started 14 practices, and I personally want to know who you guys think the sleeper team is, who you guys think that team, that quote-unquote Cinderella team is. Johannes, you want to go first?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know where I'm going with this, baby.
Of course.
You know, I mean, my Clippers and my Celtics are not a Cinderella team. You know, they're the best teams in the league. You know, we're going to see that going into July and August. But my sleeper team, my Cinderella team, is the Philadelphia 76ers. You know, with Ben Simmons. What the hell you laughing at? What you laughing at, man? Mm.
Listen, go ahead. Talk your shit.
No, listen, because now Ben Simmons, 6'10", you know, point forward, is now a power forward, you know, that gives your boy, true, Milton, you know, that starting point guard role and a shooting point guard, you know what I'm saying, that will spread the floor, you know, that won't create a big issue between Embiid and Simmons. You got Horford off the bench. You got everybody nice and healthy, man. I'm telling you right now, their smallest player on the lineup is 6'5", bro. The tallest guy on the Boston Celtics starting five is 6'8".
All right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
If they can get it right, all they got to do is stop Giannis, in my opinion. If they get it right, they're going to blow by Boston.
I honestly think any team in the NBA can stop the Bucks, but that's a whole nother segment.
Oh, no, yeah, Miami Heat can. Bam in the bio.
Yeah, that's a whole nother segment.
It's a whole nother segment. Yeah. But, hey, man, I'm telling you right now, man. That's a whole nother segment. I'm a Portland native, you know, from the same town I was born and raised in. So, hey, man.
Right. So Johannes has the Sixers as the sleeper team. Miles, talk to us, bro. Who you got?
So
the way you got a couple teams, or you got one team?
I broke it up by conference. I got two different conferences of sleeper teams. I got first one, Johannes, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Celtics, nobody's really buying the hype for it. So I believe in them. I know they're capable, they're healthy, they're gonna have Kemba back. They can do it. They most definitely showed us last year what they're capable of. They got better team chemistry, number one. Number two, they've been able to trusting their star, Jason Tatum. They've been giving him much more touches. We've seen what he can do. And my man, Marcus Smart, as much as I hate the Celtics, I gotta say that man, he's dangerous. He's real dangerous. His defensive intensity, the way he's able to just come up in big moments, I'm scared of them. I'm gonna be honest with you. That's the one team in the East that nobody, I mean, we know the Bucks. We know what the Bucks can do. They got pretty much the same style of play as they did last year, but what they've been able to do is just let Giannis do whatever the hell he wants. So with that being said, I'm going to go with the Western Conference sleeper team, and that's going to be, y'all ready for this? The Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, no, not you too.
I got to hear this. This is
look, good. Look, between Damian Lillard and they have a lot to prove. They got taken out last year. What was it, in the semis? What round was that? They got taken out last year. Yeah, so they got something to prove. I know Dame. You already know, Oakland native. Shout out to Dame Time. He's been a man on a mission. You know, they've been able to get that far. And we don't know what's going to happen with Houston. That was going to be my second option. But I had to tweak it a little bit since we came up with the coronavirus that James Harden and Russell Westbrook came up with. So they were going to be my sleeper team. But if Westbrook is not going to be healthy and back in time, then I'm going to have to give it to Portland.
Hmm.
And we got Nurkic coming back too, which is
they do. Crazy. They do
exactly. They got that big man. Shoot, I don't know, y'all, because only person I feel like in the West that would have been able to stack up with Nurkic, like pound for pound, was going to be the Joker, and we saw how much weight he's lost. I don't know if that's going to be aiding him or a detriment to his game, because you know he likes to be the big body in the paint, back people down. So we'll see what happens. But Portland, okay, man.
So what's it called? We got I think I can name my sleeper team in 1 minute.
Okay.
So y'all got your sleeper team, Cinderella teams. I'm gonna go with the Houston Rockets, bro.
I saw that coming, low key.
Listen,
saw that one coming.
I'm gonna keep it simple. When you got two MVPs on your squad, you're bound to go far in the NBA. Bound to, bro.
But there's one problem. Not to cut you off.
Okay.
He just named your problem. You got Nurkic, yeah. You got Whiteside on one team. You got AD, you got Dwight on another.
Yeah.
I mean, eat up the time. I'll keep it.
No, you're good. You're good. It's good. It's good convo. But the Rockets, I'll tell you why. They got two MVPs. Okay. Yes, they're probably one of the smallest teams in the league right now.
Not one of the
smallest lineup.
No, they're not. Oh yeah, Clint Capella's gone. Yeah. Okay. All right.
This guy got
yeah.
have no paint presence.
No. Listen.
They gotta get the ball and hope for the best and get up the floor as quick as they can.
Facts. But listen. This is the thing here. Okay. What have the last four championships succeeded on? Like, what was their initial, like, success towards a championship? Playing what type of ball?
We talk about in small ball. We know that.
Exactly. What do the Rockets have right now? Small ball,
okay,
type of play that you know, like, I think they've thrived on at the end of, like, before COVID, they were, like, literally one of the highest scoring teams, one of the most fastest teams. Like, a lot of people have them as sleepers just because of the fact that they're small. I think that that's an advantage. But you can rebuttal on that. I don't care what you guys say. The Rockets going to go deep into the playoffs.
I'll let Miles go first, then I'll go after.
They were streaky in that period. I'll give you that. It was, I guess you say, a successful experiment. However, if we're being honest, bro, playoff basketball is a different type of game than the regular season. When it gets down to it, and the defensive and the IQ of teams and the defensive schemes and intensifies, you know, there's limited amount of fast break and high intensity action where you're going to get. You're not going to get those. You're going to be in the half court for the majority of the game. So if if Mike D'Antoni is able to come up with a scheme that can allow Harden to keep doing what he's doing and get other players involved rather than just having him coming off, going out to the perimeter or penetrating and kicking it out and relying on those shooters, relying on PJ Tucker. Who else we got? We don't know what's going to happen. We're just going to have to wait and see. But all I'm saying is what I've seen, playoff basketball doesn't always translate to the regular season. That's just take it with a grain of salt, because for all we know, they could end up getting knocked out in the first round because they don't have nobody in the paint. They can't defend nobody. What if they may meet up with a – I'm going to just go ahead and throw my team out and throw their gauntlet out. They end up meeting up with the Los Angeles Lakers, then what? How the hell are they going to stop AD? You tell me.
Foul the fuck out of him.
I don't know.
Facts, but
I think they could put up a good match with any team is what I'm saying, you know, regardless of size.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah, you know, one thing we're talking about too, just to wrap this up real quick, is we talk about, you know, Miles and I talk about teams or Houston having to adjust to other teams, but teams have to adjust to Houston too. So
that is,
you know,
true.
They got, like you said, they got a strong backcourt. You know, a lot of teams in the West don't have that strong of a backcourt.
Yeah,
to compete with them, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the Lakers lost Rondo.
That's true.
No AB.
That's true.
Clippers don't really have a soft point guard. You know, so it'd be interesting to watch.
LeBron.
Oh yeah, I mean, you got LeBron. Yeah, you got LeBron.
I'm not trusting nobody else with the ball.
We'll see. I don't. Me personally, bro, with the Sixers, bro, I don't know. I've always seen them as the top tier team. I don't know about them being like a Cinderella team.
They can be dangerous, but they just look, no home court advantage now. So.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's where the Celtics come into play. You know what I'm saying, bro?
I already said the Clippers are Celtics. You're making the finals.
Yeah,
you know, it is what it is.
Like these guys are legit. You've been going to the game and not taking a shower after the game, going straight back to the hotel. Can you do that? That's crazy. That's like AAU ball, bro.
Unhygienic.
No, that's what used to happen in AAU ball, though. Like,
hey, man, y'all nasty.
Straight like, up.
That's the guideline. They got to follow it, bro.
I don't know how we got from Cinderella team to taking showers and not taking showers.
No, I'm saying because of the advantages. You know what I'm saying? No one has a clear advantage. Maybe the Magic, just because.
What do they have? What's up with
just because? They're in Miami, maybe.
Just because they're in Orlando.
They're going to be kicked out in 2 weeks, and they'll be still in Orlando.
Oh, man.
Enough with the Cinderella team BS. A lot of teams and a lot of players have been warned that if you leave the bubble, shit's going to happen. Whatever. Do you guys think those players should be warned or just suspended?
Start off with Miles first, man.
I'll let you go first. You want to let me go first? Okay. Well, personally, the snitch hotline, by means of protecting the players, it's necessary. It's definitely something that should warrant consequences, and they need to be able to keep these players disciplined. But these are grown men. They're used to being able to go out and do what they want, and you going to keep them inside of a resort for three months at a time? Eventually, everybody cracks. We already saw what happened in the first week. We got players ordering Chipotle. Shout out to Kawhi. We got players.
Wait, Kawhi, for real?
Man, dude is – I mean, from what I've seen, he might have ordered some DoorDash, you know.
What Miles was doing is he snitching on my guy.
Oh.
You know, so to the NBA. My team's going to lose.
Tampering.
Finals. That's what's going on.
He's right tampering.
Now. That's, yeah.
Tampering. Look, they – I've been following Matisse Thybulle and JaVale McGee's vlogs.
Those are amazing.
Them living life, and they are. If you guys haven't watched that, I do highly encourage you to go watch those vlogs. They're very insightful, and they give you a raw perspective as to what the players are going through. It's actually really good content. Shout out to Matisse Thybulle. Shout out to JaVale McGee. So what I've seen, I mean, they have a resort at their disposal, but there's limitations. So you want to have players follow rules and guidelines. You know, you always got knuckleheads on the team. So I think it's a good idea, but it's on the players.
I don't think. Can I go before you, Giannis?
Yeah.
I personally don't think they should be warned, bro. If the guidelines are like the policy is to stay and not order shit or see anyone, bro, suspend the player. Point blank, period.
Yeah.
Or give him another 14-day, you know, quarantine. Because that shit's going to affect more than just one person. You know what I'm saying?
It's like solitary confinement.
That's just my personal opinion. I think the warning is just not – it doesn't help the cause of, like, the whole bubble.
So you're saying that there should be somewhat of a suspension, basically.
Yeah, 14-day suspension, which a 14-day quarantine. You know what I'm saying? Just to be safe.
That's already in effect, isn't it?
Well, okay. I'm saying if they break the guidelines,
right.
Instead of, well, you see all these players breaking guidelines and like ordering shit, and they're just getting warned. What's the point of a bubble for
I'm pretty sure when the regular season starts, it's going to be enforced. It's a $50,000 fine plus 2 weeks
suspension.
Suspension is what I saw.
Okay,
I could be wrong.
Well, I don't like the warning. That's all I'm saying. That's just me.
It's so new that, you know, I think there has to be warnings because, you know, I think some people, you know, they see the guidelines, but they don't know exactly what is considered being out of the bubble because they're still there at the resort. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think a warning is okay for now. If it's intensive, then yeah, for sure suspend them. But when the regular season comes, I'm all for that, you know, suspend them. By then they should know by looking at, you know, other colleagues or other, you know, teams, you know, messing up. They should learn from that.
Yeah.
Be ready for the regular season and just go from there.
So this is the segment that I was talking about earlier, the agree or disagree. Johannes is being a little hole right now. He's not trying to show me his answers.
See, listen, my thing is I have more basketball IQ than Abdi. So he's gonna switch his answer to mine and take that answer instead. So hey.
But here's the thing. We're gonna do a agree or disagree from the NBA draft class, the best player from each draft class from 95 to 2019. Now, I low-key rushed it, so I don't care what you guys think. I think these are my favorite players from each draft class. Miles is going to come up with his answers. Johannes, start us off.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. So 1995, man, I was only a baby. I don't know about these guys. You know, I was a baby.
Yeah.
But my pick is Theo Ratliff.
I'm playing.
Kevin Garnett.
Trolling.
Kevin Garnett.
Trolling. Okay. Well, I was just a thought, and I was chilling in the womb, kicking back. But I got to agree with you on that one, Johannes, the big ticket. That's my pick. Big ticket. He was doing
it. I think we all agree with that. That's definitely something that we cannot disagree on.
Thanks.
Shout out
anybody big ticket. With common sense.
Shout
anybody
out big
with
ticket.
Common sense.
You know, KG. And if you haven't seen that movie, that new movie with Adam Sandler in it, what was it called?
Uncut Gems.
Yeah, y'all should go check that out. It's on Netflix still, I think.
I think
it's still on Netflix.
Wild Ride.
Yep.
Yes, it
definitely
is.
Definitely a good movie. Different type of Adam Sandler for sure. But on to the next year, Johannes.
Yes, sir. 1996, man. Come on, man. You know where we're going with this, man. If you can't agree with this,
I think we all look and agree on that.
Man, it's the Black Mamba, man.
Okay.
You know, come on. And why the hell was – what the hell is it? Samaki Walker was picked ninth?
Samaki. It's Samaki.
Samaki.
Samaki Walker.
He actually won a championship.
No, but
– Samaki?
Yeah.
He did. But you know, we gotta shout out to the Mamba. RIP. Shout out to the Mamba. That's my pick. That's for sure. And I was just a baby, fresh out the womb, first day out. We already know what time it is.
I think this is something that we're not gonna disagree on again.
Yeah.
RIP Kobe.
Mm-hmm. RIP.
One of the greatest players to ever do it and doesn't get recognized for it at all.
After
all that LeBron James, MJ talk, Kobe. Kobe should be up there.
And for everybody trying to play my man and say he's top 10 and not top 3, come talk to me.
Facts.
1997. Come on, man. You know where we're going with this, man. Tim Duncan, man, one of the greatest power forwards in the game, if not the best power forward in the game. Miles, what's up with you, man?
Oh, man, the big fundamental, of course. Come on now. Literally one of the most perfect NBA careers. You couldn't even go in 2K and have a more perfect career the way he did.
That ass.
I agree. Tim Duncan.
I'm saying.
What the hell was that? All that?
No, because I thought it was. But yeah.
Oh no.
I skipped a year.
Yeah, you skipped a year because 1998.
Yeah.
Is his answer that he was just gonna bring up?
See, why are you looking at my shit?
Nowitzki.
Why are you looking at my shit?
No, because I know you, bro.
Yo, y'all see this?
Because when I said power forward, he said scratching his beard. I'm saying 1998, Dirk Nowitzki.
Okay.
Miles, what's
Dirk?
Up?
Dirk. Well, my answer, and I'm a little surprised for you, Johannes. My answer is the truth. Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce for me.
Here's where I'm not gonna lie to you. I wanted to pick Pierce, bro.
Yeah, I had him there, but
you know me, bro. I'm the biggest Pierce fan in the world. Greatest
I know
in Celtics history after Larry Bird. But I looked up the accolades and everything, man. Dirk did it from the mud, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Beat LeBron without
he did.
He made it from the mud, bro.
Sure did.
He really did. Like, he's a foreign guy coming into a whole new aspect, a whole new world.
Changed the game. He told it. He changed the game.
He made it okay to be a stretch four in the NBA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he made
best international player
exactly
of all time.
Former MVP. Yep.
I can agree with that.
Beat the Heat, like, probably one of the best teams of all time. Ever assembled.
But I'm curious to hear why Miles said truth, man.
Yeah, I want to
know, man.
The truth, just because.
I'm a Lakers fan.
Well, I'm not going to lie, there's a little bit of bias. He does come from Inglewood, so shout out to Inglewood. But, I mean, the prototypical basketball player, Paul Pierce does not fit that mold. He's just a flat-out hooper. You look at him, he look like a dude off the street. It's pretty much out of shape because from what people would evaluate and say conditioning physically, like, he's just not built.
Just crafty.
Like a prototypical basketball player. He's just crafty and skilled, had good footwork, and just had all the – and his IQ. And
don't let the internet fool you guys, man. Paul Pierce was a cold-blooded scoring machine, bro.
Just ask LeBron.
I know for a fact he broke my heart in 2008. I know that to be true.
Bro, do you hear those stories where he said, yo, I went back to L.A. and I said, bro, I brought y'all the trophy, but in a different jersey.
Man, like, we blew that, man, up and down time. The
so, like,
to be a
man.
So I can't really disagree with Miles, but I guess.
It was tough. That was a tough pick.
For game's sake, I kind of have to disagree with him.
Hey, listen. Moving on to 1999, I know where
we're going. Got next.
Oh, no, 98. Oh, 99. Yeah.
99? Hey,
I'll be surprised if anybody picks the same answer as me, but I'm going Manu Ginobili, bro. Bro, the king of the Eurostep, bro. Come on, man. The greatest six-man of NBA history.
We have the same one. No, Johannes, we have the same idea, man. We have the same idea.
All three of us have the same idea.
I did not see that coming.
Really? All three of us. Manu didn't come into the league until a couple years after he was done with his contract and overseas. A lot of people don't know that.
Argentinian native. He took them deep. Was about the only team, in the early 2000s, to beat Team USA. I believe it was – you got to fact check me, but 2004, I want to say.
Bro,
I think, yeah, I think you're right.
He changed the aspect of the Olympic Games and the international games, bro. Like, literally, he said, yo, like he made it, like, you see the NBA picking up all these superstars now, and they wouldn't have done that if it wasn't because of the Argentina team with Luis Scola and Manu Ginobili.
Yep.
Like, he changed the entire platform when it comes to international play.
We had Andres Nocioni.
This guy comes up with the most random players, bro.
But look.
Man, this man is an encyclopedia, I swear.
Another reason why Manu's on this list, this man caught a bat twice with his own hands,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's different. Guys are different.
That is different.
So 2000. You know, nice. I'm going with a late, late pick. I'm going Michael Redd. You feel me? You know, he was an
Michael
Olympian.
Michael Redd.
All-star. Okay. Trash-ass draft, in my opinion, but he's the best player in that draft. Miles, what's up with you, man?
I'm doing it for the culture, man. I'm going to go with Jay Crossover. Jamal Crawford, man. He's still got a job. Well, after a little bit of a hiatus from the league, he was able to secure a job. And just the way we seen somebody move with the ball on a string, man, I could watch his highlights all day. You know how many players have crafted their game after him? So another, many moves. Just
another
huge,
one, another
huge
one of the greatest six men of all time.
All time.
I chose the first overall pick of that year, Kenyon Martin. Disrespectful,
You're
guys.
You're talking about Kenyon Martin over Michael Redd. What is wrong with you, bro?
What has Michael Redd done?
He's been on the Olympics team. How many Olympics teams has Kenyon Martin been
on? What has Michael Redd done, bro? To forget, he's been on an Olympic team. But Michael, I mean, Kenyon Martin's been on an Olympic team.
That much, but look, hey.
Bro, he went to the finals three times, okay?
Well, Nets, right?
Is Michael Redd able to say that? Is Jamal Crawford able to say that?
I'm talking about the team, bro. I'm talking about play.
Jamal Crawford got hella six man of the year picks.
The 3 years
2018 teammate of the year.
Second okay, teammate team of the year. That's like
grade all American in 1999. Damn it.
That's that award where you show up to class every day on time. What's that? A tennis.
But yeah,
that's the one you call the locker room.
I'm like, let me.
Right,
I chose Kenyon solely because of that reason, of the fact that okay, yeah, you had Jason Kidd on your team, but if it wasn't for Jason Kidd having that guy to, you know, go to, who else was Jason Kidd gonna pass it to? Richard Jefferson? That tenure he was in New Jersey. What is Richard Jefferson gonna do with the ball, bro? Look at the camera. I don't care.
That was a rough strike.
Kenyon Martin, don't disrespect him, bro. That guy is a bona fide.
Right.
He was a monster.
I didn't.
Jason Kidd, an Olympian, an MVP caliber player, you know, a champion. I'm pretty sure Michael Redd or Jay Crossover didn't have a prime Jason Kidd besides him.
Listen.
No, I'm just saying.
Jay Crawford had a prime CP3 and Blake Griffin. But he was the second unit. He was the second unit. Man. All right.
What? The New Jersey Nets?
No, the Clippers, bro. Their chemistry was terrible.
Bro, when he was with the Nuggets, when AI and Melo were on the team, they
No, they played well.
Exactly.
You know, I
they played great. That was probably the best.
Yeah.
I dare somebody count up all the tattoos that Denver Nuggets starting five had. With J.R. Smith, Marcus
King. I'm looking at it.
How many tattoos?
That's probably more like, you know how they had the Portland Jail Blazers back then.
Yeah.
I think that team was.
Oh
way,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that team was way like worse than the Jail Blazers.
When it comes second to, like, coming of them.
Yeah. But right,
let's get through it, man.
Yeah. Let's finish up.
Agent Zero, baby. You know, pick which gun you want.
Agent Double Zero.
You know what I'm saying? The man who cooked Kobe, cooked LeBron. You know what I'm saying? The man who was it Giuseppe's or Balenciaga's to the game?
It was.
He wore something.
Balenciaga's.
I don't think it was. Was it Fendi's? No.
I think it was. I want to say. No, Dolce Gabbana.
Dolce Gabbana.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what he wore, I think.
Yeah. The Dolce's. Yeah, the Dolce's.
Yeah, man. He took it from Nick Young, bro. He took them. Yeah. Wore him, got buckets. Come on,
yeah.
Man.
I think he dropped 25 that night.
Bro, listen, that's my pick, man. Miles, I'm curious.
I'm not going for. Man, you might have some basketball sense after all, because that's my pick too. When he dropped a cool 40 piece on Kobe. That they lost, we beat him, but I will never forget that he did that. I'll never forgive him for that. Should have had a longer career.
So the disrespect continues. Like I see a pattern here. These guys really think that they're knowledgeable and shit, right? But how are you gonna forget about Tony Parker?
Get the hell up out of here!
This guy gets up and walks away like, yo, how what, bro? Would the Spurs win all those championships without Tony Parker?
Yeah, because they had Tim Duncan, Manu. They had I don't know this guy by the name of Greg Popovich. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Greg M.F. Popovich.
Tony Parker is one of the most underrated point guards in NBA history.
Facts.
Okay. Gilbert Arenas. Yes, he could score. but no winning mentality whatsoever at all. Gilbert.
He was selfish. He was selfish.
You know what I'm saying? If he had that mentality, like, okay, like, rest in peace, Mamba. If he had that Mamba mentality, bro, his game, I probably would have picked him right now, but I go by accolades and what that player has accomplished. You know what I'm saying? And Tony Parker has accomplished a lot, and he gets very underappreciated for it.
I was going to go in a more disrespectful route, but I'm going to hold that for myself.
What, Eva Longoria?
Yep.
Yeah, I knew. I don't know.
Your wife with a teammate's wife, and you lose Eva. Come on, man. Hey, man, listen.
Grimy, just grimy.
Super grimy, man. But all right, that's your pick. All right, that's your pick. You know, shout out to Miles, man. You know, he's a smart individual. You know, we both are like twins, bro. 2002.
Pretty much.
You know, 2002. If Abdi does not say the right answer, there's only one right answer in my opinion. This guy's crazy. I'm going Yao.
There's only one.
Man, straight from China. 7'6". Come on, brother.
Miles, go ahead, Miles.
Of course, Yao. Of course. Yeah. Seen that picture? Y'all ever see that picture of him standing next to Shaq making him look like a door?
Yeah.
What was that for me?
I just saw that earlier today, actually.
Yeah, I recently saw
it. But yeah, I agree with you guys. Yao Ming. And the crazy part is he was only in the league for 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years.
Can you believe that?
That's insane.
Made that much of an impact.
It's insane. Bro, imagine if he started his career with a prime Tracy McGrady. Imagine. Imagine the accomplishments and the accolades he would have right now.
Any injuries to both of them.
I'd give him one chip.
I'll give him at least one or two. At least one or two. Mm. If they were both healthy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But onto 03, I think we can all agree with this one.
Exactly.
Hey, can we just skip 2003?
Unanimous decision. Just name dropping.
That's David West for 2003. This man, back to back conference finals, bro. This guy's one of the greatest power forwards.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead, Miles.
That's enough. We know what it is. We know who it is. Come on now.
Why, bro? Why? Why can't you say his name?
Because you know the name.
Come on now. Stop playing. Stop playing.
Hey.
Goat talk right there. I'm not even gonna say it because I know it shouldn't be an argument. It shouldn't be a discussion. LeBron James.
For all of the listeners, all of the people tuning in, we are referring to the one and only, the greatest, LeBron James, the king. Yes, sir. Rightfully yes, sir. So.
Yes, sir. I just want to say real quick before we get to the next one, I drove 2 hours to Boston to go see him play, and this man got 32 piece. That is not goat talk. All right, 2004.
And he got dunked out by Jalen.
He got dunked out by Jalen. But hey, 2004.
Oh, my goodness.
2004 is his still lost. Teammate right now. I think rookie of the year, if I was wrong. Dwight Howard, man. Four-time defensive player of the year. Made it to the finals with Hedo Turkoglu, Jameer Nelson, who was basically injured. And then he got beat up by Kobe. But hey, you know, that's Kobe, you know. But Dwight's my favorite.
Go ahead, Miles.
Yeah. Man, Johannes, you sure you didn't peek at my list, man?
We got
pretty much the same players. I noticed in the theme, but yeah, that's my pick. It's Dwight, D12. He's making a good little comeback, coming back and ingratiating himself on the team. I just wish he would change that goddamn number. That shit is so ugly.
Can't stand it. What is his number?
39.
39?
Yeah.
Bro, what's 39?
Was it 39?
I think it's 39. I'm not sure. It's an odd number though.
Exactly.
Yeah. I chose someone else.
Make Okafor?
No, Andre Iguodala.
Iggy, I can see you picking that. Yeah. Accolades, yeah.
Honestly, bro, that guy came into the league.
Finals MVP. I will give you that.
He was a Finals MVP. Okay. He put up numbers in Philly, and people just like dismiss the fact that he did that.
He was an all-star. How many times did he make the all-star team?
I'm about 2 seconds away from walking away. Right,
go ahead, tell me why. Tell me what. Johannes, go ahead and tell me why you disagree, bro.
Because I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. He's a great player, and he did, you know, what he did in Philly. I told you, I thought he was gonna be the next LeBron James when we were younger, bro.
Yeah, yeah. But athleticism.
Yeah, we did.
But you're going to compare him to Dwight, bro. This guy was an MVP caliber 4 times.
That's great.
Defensive player of the year.
Yeah, he took the Magic to the championship single.
Led his team to the finals. Yeah, yeah. And then my team put him out. But he sure did have a valiant effort.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get mad at Iggy.
Dominant.
Yeah, I'm not going to get mad at Iggy. That was a very good pick, too.
Yeah.
Abdi thinks in a different sense, so he has a good mindset.
I do. I think I use like the what a player brings to a team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He sacrificed. He said the qualification.
Yeah, he sacrifices a lot, bro. A lot for a team to win. You know, like
snitching out.
Bro,
Denver Nuggets.
the fact that he didn't.
he snitched out the Denver Nuggets, bro.
Oh, at the bubble.
No, when he played for Denver, I think Miles knows what I'm talking about. He was with Denver, and his contract year.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah, and he basically threw the whole Nuggets team under the
What did he do?
Bro, he basically gave like the whole playbook and everything to like to the Warriors.
Oh, I thought he left for less money to go to Golden State.
No, this is okay. So before he joined Golden State, he played Golden State in the playoffs.
Yo, that's snaky, bro.
You can look it up. Yeah, you can look up all the videos and stuff. Damn. Basically threw the Nuggets under the bus.
Damn. Yeah. So we're at...
So 2005, I think we can all agree on, bro. Hopefully. It's,
you
know, point guard, you feel me? CP, buckets, you know. Cliff Paul, Chris Paul, whatever you want
to say, this guy is disrespecting him.
Cliff Paul, NBA Rookie of the Year. All-Star Game MVP, 2 Olympic gold medals, led the league in assists 4 times, and with steals 6 times. Like, come on now.
This guy's an amazing
all-defensive team.
Yeah, no, I agree with you guys. Chris Paul, right? You know what I'm saying? Almost beat the Golden State Warriors. Went to LA, changed the whole, you know, perspective over there as like. But Chris Paul, bro, like these next couple ones are just kind of tough, though. I had to think about these next couple ones.
Let's kind of breeze through.
You know, so we've got 10 years in so far, right?
Right. So 2006.
Yeah, we're in 05 and 06 now.
Okay.
2006. Come on, man. I was going to say, okay, I'm going to say my answer and then who it should have been. My answer is Marcus Aldridge, but it should have been Brandon Roy. Hmm. I think, but he got really to the fact where I'm gonna go with LA because LA did his thing in Portland. He's kind of iffy in San Antonio, but hey, man,
when you compare
both careers, I'm going LA right now, bro.
Miles,
man, I'm chasing fool's gold. My pick is Brandon Roy, just purely off of the talent, man. He should have been a superstar. Should have had a longer career. But the
Miles, you're a smart individual, man.
Hey, shout to him. Naismith National High School Coach of the Year with a 29-0 record. Come on.
Yeah, I gotta give
him something.
Yeah. This was like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, still a while back. No, it was like
It was 2017. 3 years.
Damn, bro. I agree with Miles. Giannis, you were on the right track until you said LaMarcus Aldridge.
No, I'm just comparing like longevity career.
The crazy thing is those two played together.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and they both didn't get drafted.
Yes. Oh,
and
my
they
goodness.
Still put up numbers.
Yeah.
That's
man,
that's
you know what's crazy?
Man.
And eventually you had Damian Lillard. You know what I'm saying? What if all of those guys played together, bro?
It would have been insane.
Oh my goodness.
It would have been like it would have been like OKC Thunder.
It would have been. They were young. But you probably wouldn't have CJ though.
No, definitely. Well, they might have. CJ wasn't really like highly scouted. He wasn't highly scouted.
Yeah,
coming into the NBA.
He would have been like CJ. Like,
oh no, Lehigh.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So 2007. Come on, man. I mean, this is an easy ass answer, bro. You know, we.
This is the one. This is a unanimous one.
Yeah, the snake, the snitch. But you know, KDA.
Oh my God! Miles, go ahead.
Leave that man alone. Leave him alone. Yes, but yes, Kevin Durant. Y'all can look up all his accomplishments. Been around.
Yeah,
man.
KD.
Yeah.
We're gonna say KD. All right,
yeah.
The snake himself.
Unanimous decision. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even gonna say his name.
Yeah.
2008, man. We're going with
that's unanimous.
On a triple dub, man. This guy had a
what?
Great season, bro.
Nope.
I was at a certain club his first season. I'm not gonna say what club it was because it's kind of very inappropriate. But I was in the club, and instead of, you know, looking at my surrounding areas, I watched the TV, and I wanted to see Russ get the number of assists that he needed to secure the triple-double his first season. That's how much that meant to me. So, hey Miles, man, what you got?
Man, you are better man than me because I wouldn't have been looking at the game, but I'm going with Russ too, man. That's my pick. Got that MVP 2017. He should have had another one since, but he normalized the triple double. How many people you know normalized the triple double?
James Harden,
Oscar Robertson. That's it. And yeah, James. He did too.
Yeah. I think he would have done it before Russell did it, but you know,
Rondo was the king of triple doubles way before.
Rondo was,
bro.
Yeah, he was doing that. He was doing that
back in the day. He was doing his thing.
No, I agree with you guys, Russell Westbrook, but it was kind of tough because like the way Kevin Love started off his career, bro, it was like,
yeah, that was a tough one.
Yeah, it was like double doubles consistently, 20 rebounds 30, consistently.
Yeah, 30 game, bro.
Yeah, bro. So it's like, and the crazy part is those two went to the same school, got picked right after each other. UCLA, you know what I'm saying?
That's UCLA, crazy.
Miles area, man.
So,
Man, that was tough. Though. I did want to pick D Rose. I really did.
Oh yeah.
I really did. For sure.
I really wanted to pick him, but his career has just been altered so significantly. But shout out to D Rose. That MVP season was incredible to watch.
Definitely
honorable mention for sure.
Yeah.
2009. Come on, man.
Oh, African
brother, man. We're going with Hashim Thabeet.
Shut up.
Hashim Thabeet.
Shush. He's trolling now, bro. Bro, this guy is trolling.
Beard, bro. We're going with Mr. Strip Club Junkie, man. James Harden, man. Hey, James Harden, bro.
Got robbed. He got robbed from a couple MVPs, actually. But
he deserved to get it above Steph, in my opinion.
That's another segment. And last that's a whole other segment.
Yeah, another segment. Miles, brother, what you got?
I got the babyface assassin, y'all. You already – come on now. Three chips, two MVPs.
Unanimous MVP.
Unanimous.
Which is
– or Shaq.
Man, we gonna – I let him have that one. I was upset, but I let him have that one. Three-time All-NBA first team, two-time second team, and one-time third team. Scoring champ. Stat leader. Need I say anything else?
Yeah, I agree with Miles. Steph Curry. It was kind of hard, though. I mean, you know how much of a fan I am when it comes to James Harden.
No facts. I mean, he doesn't have the stat. Like, he doesn't have the conversation.
Me too.
Yeah, but
shout out Artesia. Shout out Artesia High School, man, because that dude's jersey is in the rafters, and man, y'all would have seen him playing in high school. Lord Jesus.
I mean, I love James Harden, bro. But when I saw, I'm not going to lie, Steph Curry and Davidson was just like, a lot of people didn't recognize what, you know, a lot of other people saw in him, regardless of him coming into what, LeBron James.
No, Skip Bayless saw that.
I mean, I saw it, but I was like, yo, like he's coming from a mid-major, bro. A lot of people who come from mid-majors don't succeed, and he's done it. He's defeated all odds.
Yeah, that's rare.
I respect that, you know, so.
That's rare. And he changed the game. That's another revolutionary. Yeah.
He made the three-point line acceptable.
Made it essential to the game.
Yeah, he did.
2010, I know we're not going to agree on. Because my pick, if you guys pick.
Oh,
pick,
no.
Hey, man, you know who it's going to be.
I know. I know who I'm going to pick.
What's your favorite rated type of movies, bro?
Who, me? Oh, I think we could. I think
PG-13, brother. Hey, PG-13, man. Hey, listen. Yeah.
That's not my favorite type movies. Maybe him, but not me.
Okay, when I was younger.
I'm very diverse.
I know. We know it's X. We already know.
Yeah. Oh, this guy snapped his leg and came back the same season. How many guys can do that?
True.
No, you know, and this guy went at LeBron back-to-back years. He kind of failed in OKC, especially against Utah, against fucking Joel. What's his name? Joe Ingles? Joe Ingles, bro.
Joe Ingles.
Listen. You know? Listen,
that's my pick.
That's your pick.
That's my pick.
That's your pick. Miles, go ahead.
We have to agree. Me and Johannes, we have an agreement. That's okay, PG, rated PJ 13. Oh, that game, when he's healthy, when he is healthy. Come on, we know how often he battled with LeBron in the Eastern Conference. He gave him a run for his money. We knew he was coming up. It hasn't gone the way we thought it would. He should have been on the Lakers, but I'm going to let that one go.
Listen, man, enough talk about these Lakers and what type of, you know, like it's ridiculous how the Lakers have a chance to get the top tier players. That's a whole nother segment. My pick is my favorite power forward center, whatever you guys want to call him, Boogie Cousins, bro. How are you going to argue with me, bro? I don't understand. I honestly don't understand. Look, bro. Boogie gets disrespected and underappreciated because of the way he comes across, you know? A lot of people respect Draymond Green. Okay, go ahead. All right, wait, let me finish. All right?
I'm going to end your whole conversation.
Bro. Okay. All right. You put up numbers in Sacramento. When Tyreek was there, too. Let's not forget that. And Tyreek was one of the best rookies in NBA, the NBA has ever seen. Like, he put up numbers as well. But Boogie, if he stayed healthy, bro, okay? If he stayed healthy, he would have been up there with the Tox as one of the most dominant players with Dwight and Shaq, in my opinion. That's just my opinion, though.
Key word. Hey, if.
I got you, bro. I'm about to end this guy right now.
Go ahead, end me.
DeMarcus Cousins has never played a single playoff game in his whole career.
Yeah, he did last year.
When?
In the NBA Finals. Did
in
he
the
not
finals.
Watch the finals? Finals. It doesn't really count because he was in and out.
In the finals.
He was in the playoffs before that. Okay, before, he was in the first round.
You can argue significant minutes.
Because New Orleans, he was not playing. He was out.
He's the leading player. He. We're not talking role minutes. We're talking about leading star of the team minutes. Okay.
What's? I want you to not in this segment. Next game or next segment. Look up how many 20-point games he had in the playoffs, bro.
Bro, he was coming off an injury. What's good with you,
so
bro?
So how are you gonna compare that to Paul George, who was going at LeBron?
Paul George is still injured, bro.
I'm talking about, in all fairness.
Yeah, has he not?
All fairness to Boogie, though. He hasn't played with the greatest organizations.
Thank you very much. Which is why Danny Ainge.
Sacramento, they wasted his spring. Oh, shut your mouth.
Oh, here we go. I'm telling you, bro.
You want to talk about me?
He needs to sign him, bro.
Anyways,
we need a big. The Celtics need a big.
We don't need him. Listen, 20.
Why you what? What's your vendetta against Boogie Cousins?
Bro, we got to talk about fall. We're straight. Listen.
Y'all got Tice. Y'all got Taco.
2011, bro. 2011.
Okay, 2011.
2011. Come on, man. We already know who it is, man. Nothing needs to be said.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree with you. Miles?
Y'all not going to like my pick. Kyrie. Go ahead, say it.
Kyrie?
Really? Well,
no. Johannes? I agree with Johannes.
Bro, Miles, you guys, I'm about to walk out the store, bro.
It's Klay Thompson, baby.
Ooh, you can't walk out the door, Johannes.
KT.
He went into the bathroom. This guy.
Come on, man. 37 points, and come on now. Man, you ever seen somebody put up 37 points that quickly?
In one quarter, yeah, that's crazy.
In one quarter? Bro, if he had his own team, I'm telling you, he could compete for MVP. He's a two-way player.
He is.
And he knows how to – he's a winner. He knows how to win.
He is. He's very underrated, too.
Shout out to Michael Thompson. You put out good talent, man.
His dad, right?
Yes, sir.
That he signed with
three times.
Money talks, though.
Anta.
Anta. But money talks.
How many Anta shoes you got, bro?
They're none, actually, but money talks. The guy,
they're not bad. They're shooting.
Yeah. But I agree with Giannis, Kawhi.
They're pretty comfortable.
That draft class was pretty stacked.
It was stacked.
You know what I'm
that
saying?
Was deep.
Big time honorable mention to my guy, Isaiah Thomas.
Last pick.
Last pick.
But I agree with Giannis, man. Kawhi came in.
All right.
And changed the game.
I already knew Baby Jordan was going to be your pick.
Giannis. Baby Jordan. That's respect. That's respect, though.
Bro, listen, 2012, I already know. There's no way we're all going to disagree on this. Anthony Davis, bro.
Of course, the bro.
No, that's unanimous.
Of course.
That's unanimous.
All right. 2013, I feel we're all going to agree with this, too. Giannis.
Unanimous.
Greek freak. Greek freak.
I'm about to say, like, Victor Oladipo was. 2014.
Saying his ass off, yo.
I got, what?
Yo, okay. Giannis, man, you got the right idea, man. You chose
the Joker too.
What? Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I chose Joker.
I chose my African brother, Joel Embiid.
I'm not mad at that.
You know?
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at that either.
2015. Oh, I know what Abdi's going to say. I know his answer. So I'm going to say my answer.
What is my answer?
my answer is Carl Anthony Towns. You know, rest in peace, his mom, bro. That's
my cat. Yeah, R.I.P.
R.I.P. I know. Miles.
Wear a fucking face mask, yo.
Seriously.
Real talk.
Miles.
Seriously. If y'all don't know.
Before Miles answers, I'm just going to say Abdi's answer. I know it's going to be Devin Booker, but go ahead, Miles.
That's what I was thinking, too. But my pick is the unicorn, KP. Kristaps, he's literally the future. That's the future of the NBA.
I can't be mad at that, man.
No, yeah, it was a tough pick. You know, that was a low-key, really, really well-put-out class. But I went with Devin Booker.
No surprise there. I knew he was going to say that.
Course.
I went with the light-skinned assassin. You know what I'm saying?
Light-skinned assassin.
Yeah, he's out there. He's out there getting buckets in Phoenix. I think they have a good, solid foundation with DeAndre Ayton and Kelly Oubre. If they stick together, bro, the sky is the ceiling for them. So
I wish Booker went to the Lakers.
Yeah, I wish. Me too. Yeah, good. Good organizations win championships. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, but I'm saying all these trade rumors and talks of him going to New York, bro, that's not going to change anything. They're just going to – he's going to end up with losing record. But I think if he wants to win, either go to – as you guys said, go to a championship-caliber team or build a foundation, have them build around you in Phoenix, which is what they're doing.
With great players.
Yeah. Yeah, which is what they're trying to accomplish right now.
I mean, they got a chance. I mean, now they got a staple coach with Monty Williams.
Yeah.
Maybe they might.
Yeah.
Start something.
He's an excellent coach.
Yeah, excellent coach. You know, Kelly Oubre is doing his thing. They need a solid point guard. I mean, Rubio is a great point guard, but he's not a starting point guard in my opinion.
Rubio, he got picked before Steph Curry. That's crazy.
Bro.
That's insane.
But 2016.
Hindsight's 2020. 2016. Who you got?
2016. I am going with the African brother, man. I'm going with Pascal Siakam, bro. You know, this guy
I figured you were going to pick him.
Yeah, man. He's just improving his game every year in this drastic measures, bro. This guy is just putting up numbers. I mean, he's basically the franchise player now in Toronto. And let's be honest, man. When Kawhi left, nobody saw Toronto being that strong team in the East again. But Siakam's doing his thing. They have a great coach, great culture, great teammates. That's my pick. But I know maybe you guys might have a different pick. So
go ahead, Miles.
Yeah, my pick is a little different. He hasn't done nothing yet. He still can't shoot a three to save his life. But I'm going to go with Ben Simmons, man, because in my opinion, if he can figure out how to get his perimeter game at least mediocre, he's going to be – and I've been saying this for the longest – he's going to be just about as good as LeBron James has ever been. I still thoroughly believe that.
I agree.
Still believe it.
What's it called? I agree with Giannis. I chose Siakam because he also came from the mud, came from Africa, you know, not because of that reason, but the obstacles that he had to get to where he is right now and be he's in MVP conversations, which is insane.
He's still in the most improved player conversation.
Which is absolutely great. And the fact that he's a max contract player after just a couple years in the NBA, bro, as salute to him,
yeah,
bro.
I mean, unheard of.
Yeah, I love Ben Simmons too. No hate on him, but Siakam's defeating all odds right now.
He is, and I love to see it. But Ben Simmons, we all know the hype that's been around him, and he hasn't lived up to it. But you know how long these players take to develop. But if he's getting the opportunity to develop, we'll be talking about him as a front runner. I'm telling y'all.
Team, man, this is an easy answer for me. You know, like Abdi says, you know, he's the baby Kobe. You know, this guy raised a son before Ben Simmons could hit a three-pointer. So, hey, look, man, Jason Tatum, bro, ever since he got his beard fully connected, bro, this guy's been going off, man.
Yeah, now he's really trying to be like Jordan, bro, playing golf.
Hey, man, he's doing everything like Jordan. He's signed with Jordan.
He's doing it all.
He is the next Jordan.
Sure did.
Miles is saying something crazy, man. So, Miles, let's hear it, brother.
I'm going to go with the 2018. Should have been a better player in Markel. Shout out to him. Your shoulder going to be okay, I hope. But it's going to be the 2018 slam dunk contest champion, Mr. Donovan Mitchell, because I can already see him, man, being able to get your team to the playoffs your rookie year. It sounds like another player that I got coming up, but they've got a solid squad. I think if they build some more pieces around them, then they could be dangerous. They're always going to be in the conversation in the playoffs. I always believe the Jazz that they've been in the conversation. And Donovan's been leading them.
That's a good pick. That's a really good pick. I'm gonna have to agree with Giannis on this one though, not because I'm being biased, but Jason Tatum, bro, he really could have been a number one overall pick. Celtics just wanted to bamboozle everyone, you know.
We could have had him.
I know, right?
Shout out to Lonzo.
Could have had him.
No, imagine
Lonzo's
him being
cold.
The Lakers.
Lonzo is nice. He's doing his thing. But if we had Jason, Lord Jesus. I don't want to talk about this one anymore. Can we go on to the next one, guys?
For sure, yeah. Let's make go to
2018. Look, I know we're all going to agree on this, man. It's a no-brainer. It's going to go to
– no doubt.
GOAT of Dallas. The second coming of the GOAT, Luka Doncic, man.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Most deaf. That's unanimous.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Abdi, you don't have Trae Young?
Yep.
Bro, I'm done today, man.
What?
It's crazy today, bro. Y'all disrespecting players.
This guy, he walked away like three times, bro. Like, I was going to pick Luka, right? But then I looked at Trae Young's situation, and I looked at Luka's situation. And I'm like, yo, Trae, like Trae is out here getting buckets, barely playing professional ball, while you have Luka, who's already
playing professional ball.
No, deadass. Like, Luka Doncic is used to this, bro. He's out too.
Deadass, bro.
Listen, I'm being deadass, bro.
I'm leaving with you too, bro.
Wow.
Nah, let's go. Giannis, come on. Let's go get drinks, bro. I'm over
here. Bro, Luka. I just want to say, Luka beat Russell Westbrook when Luka was like 16, 17 in the preseason. But let's go ahead to –
That's what I'm trying to get at, right? Okay. He's seasoned. He's been there. He's done it. Okay, cool.
You didn't hear what I just said.
Okay.
Beat Russell Westbrook as a 17-year-old kid.
Okay.
Preseason.
Can I finish?
17, he beat Russ in the preseason, bro. Right,
let me finish. Okay. Trae Young is – this is brand – this is like a whole new experience for him, okay? Been in the league for 2 years.
Okay.
And he's out here putting up 30-plus every other game. That's not cute, bro. This guy's the next coming, bro. Like, I'm telling you.
He's great, but
I think, me personally.
It's great. It's good, but it's not great.
Luka Doncic don't play defense, bro. Don't act like Luke. No, he doesn't.
Yes, he can.
How many players in the league play defenses?
Trae gets exposed.
Come on now.
Bro, I could post up Trae Young. And I don't play basketball.
Luka Doncic is a big body. Trae Young is my height.
Me and Miles can be all three of us actually can beat him one on one.
Trae Young, bro, Trae Young is getting so
disrespectful. I didn't say all that. Trae, if you're if you happen to be watching this, I did not say that. That was Johannes. I'm not gonna put myself on the line like that because I will not be embarrassed in front of people. Those come down to it.
Johannes, you will get smoked by Trae Young.
No, he won't smoke me, bro. I'll be him.
He will make you fall. He will make you slide. He gonna make you do the electric slide on the court, man. Come on,
bro. I can be him, and I can be Isaiah Thomas, bro.
I think I chose Trae Young.
Oh, Jesus.
I chose Trae Young. So, can we just go on to 2019?
Yeah, let's go to 2019.
Because I think we're gonna disagree.
We can all agree on. No. I think there's gonna be some discrepancies, but whenever y'all ready.
This man pulled the ball from the strongest, most dominant player in the NBA.
So,
and just snatched it like it was nothing.
Okay, so who the fuck cares?
Zion Williams.
Okay, bro. Okay, he's big. All right. Who is that your pick?
Giannis,
is that your pick?
Squatted a shot to the sixth row.
Johannes, I am disappointed, man. I am disappointed, man.
Bleep that out. Bleep that out.
Yeah. Yo, this guy.
Yo, bleep that out. But look.
Oh, man.
It's Zion. Bro, this man is already putting up, what, like 20-8 in New Orleans, bro? Like, I mean, shout out to Ja, but Ja is not Zion, bro. Zion's a generational player, bro. We're about to see this coming in the years to come, bro.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
He is not Ja. He's not Ja. And he is not going to win Rookie of the Year. Ja is.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ja has the skill set. You hear me? The skill set. This man, if y'all ever really break down and watch film and look at the nuances of how players play, the way he's able to control an offense, his offense, I get it. Zion can jump through the roof, and he's strong as a baby elephant. The man could probably punk a rhino, but Jaw, his game is more complete. He has the team, and he has the camaraderie with his teammates. Not saying that New Orleans doesn't, but we know how they got there. He is just – he can finish. He's got soft touch around the rim, but he does it gracefully and athletically. He can float in the air. He can float from anywhere on the court. Knows how to control the offense. The man, basketball IQ is beyond his actual age. But
I agree. I agree with Miles on this one. I think John Morant, just because of his size, gets overlooked. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Zion is definitely a once in a generation player.
Definitely. No disrespect. No,
don't get me wrong. He's big. Can shoot, kind of. Can jump. How long is that going to last? You know what I'm saying? Look at Sean Kemp. Look at all these guys. Look at Blake Griffin, bro. Jaw's like, I honestly think Jaw's game is
Markley.
Yeah, I think he's very comparable to Russell Westbrook. You know what I'm saying?
Now he had he almost had the dunk of the year.
He's lighter than Russ.
Yeah, he's definitely lighter, but, like, you got to understand, like, it takes time to grow.
Right.
You know, so.
No, hey. I knew it was going to be Ja.
Russ was skinny as fuck when he came into the league. People don't remember.
Right. I know. You know, he was springy as hell. And
yeah.
I just can't wait to see who the player that Ja's going to become. It's just, I'm excited. That's the future, too. He's just an old school player.
So. With that being all said and done, 2020 has been a weird year. We're going to talk about that draft class pretty soon on the next segment, on some other time. We're gonna stop this and then go straight to Johannes's infamous. It's not famous yet. Infamous, no name segment.
So yeah, my segment is going to be continuation of last week with NBA trivia. But this time, you know, Abdi beat me fair and square, so it's going to be 5 questions to Abdi, 5 questions to Miles. Both set of questions will have easy and medium kind of, challenging questions, in my opinion, but it could be difficult for them. And then we're going to crown who has the biggest, largest IQ of basketball between us three. Ready?
Okay.
So my first set is going to go to Abdi.
Okay.
All right. First set, I'm going to give you 5 questions. We're going to get a score. Miles will get 5 questions, and we'll get a score and compare. So, Abdi, who is the shortest player in the first 70 years of NBA history to win the NBA dunk contest?
Spud Webb.
Oh, damn.
All right. He got one. He got one. One for one. In what year?
Man, that was an easy one.
Yeah. In what year were the first Air Jordan sneakers released?
1988.
Come on. Correct. It is 1984.
Okay.
One for two.
Mm-hmm.
Which 1990s NBA player went on to become mayor of a California city?
Kevin Johnson.
Right. Oh, I know this one.
Mm-hmm. I knew I was going to get that one.
Shout out to Kevin. Yeah. Shout out to Sacramento.
Shout out Kevin.
Man. 2 for 3. So, fourth question. In 1999, the Chicago Bulls traded Scottie Pippen to which NBA team?
Portland Trail Blazers. Wait. Yeah, Portland Trail Blazers.
That is incorrect.
Wait. In 19 what? Wait.
You heard me.
In 19 what? Wait.
In 1999.
Chicago Bulls traded Scottie Pippen?
Yeah.
He's the Rockets.
All right, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you 0.5 point.
Okay, whatever.
So he gets 2.5.
Yeah, Houston.
Yeah. Last question. After Michael Jordan, who became the first NBA player to win regular season MVP, final season's MVP, and the Olympics all in the same year?
Kobe Bryant.
I know this one.
That is,
rest in peace.
That is incorrect.
LeBron James.
LeBron James. Yeah. 2.5
LeBron
out of
James,
5
man.
Points.
Okay.
All right, Miles.
All right, let's do it.
Let's get it. So, let me pull this up real quick. In 2014, which NBA player, sorry for this, which NBA player set the all-time record for most missed field goals?
Most missed field goals.
20 what?
2014.
Oh, bro, this is easy for him.
Set the all-time record for most field
goals. Come on, Miles. You got this.
For 2014?
It's in your vicinity right now.
But he said it. So he set the most missed field goals of all time record in 2014.
Most missed.
Yeah. So who has the most?
I'm gonna end up butchering this one, but I'm gonna end up butchering it. But I'm gonna go with y'all. Been not laughing at me.
What's up?
I've been not laughing at me.
You better see yourself.
I'm gonna go with Kobe.
No, you're right.
He's right.
You're right.
Yeah,
that's why I said it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rest in peace. Yeah. Rest in peace.
All right. I wasn't sure. It's rest in peace.
Who after Michael?
Yeah, Jordan, I remember that season.
Bro, that was crazy. After Michael Jordan, which NBA player won consecutive MVP back to back years after Michael Jordan?
After MJ, huh?
These are easy questions.
Yeah. Who's the answer? Oh no, no.
I'm going to go with LeBron James.
LeBron, that is incorrect. Abdi seems to know what the answer is.
So. Oh, man. Was it Hakeem?
Michael Jordan?
Did I mess that up?
Yeah. Yeah, you said it. What? You should give him 0.5 point. You just said it.
What? It was Hakeem. What? It was Hakeem.
After Michael Jordan?
Consecutive MVPs.
Consecutive MVPs. Oh.
Oh. What is it? Give it to me.
Wait, no. Has won. Charles Barkley has won MVP.
I thought I knew the answer too, but it was incorrect.
Oh, is it Shaq?
No, I thought it was Steve Nash, but the answer is Tim Duncan.
Oh, okay.
Timmy, of
course. I was going to say Charles Barkley, bro.
Nah.
Yeah. That was my next pick after him.
Okay. One for two. Third question. Which NBA team has the most playoff appearances?
The most playoff appearances is going to be the Boston Celtics.
Ooh, that is incorrect.
Is it the
Lakers? So the Lakers, yeah, LA Lakers.
Wow, that's
I was trying to get this right.
Kobe,
I'm sorry.
My bad.
But he's all right. He's all right. If you get the last 2 questions,
Laker Nation, please do not banish me. I'm sorry.
Hey, bro. Hey. Fourth question. Steph Curry led all rookies in the 2009-2010 NBA season in which category?
This is so easy.
No. Yeah.
Steph Curry.
No, I'm saying what did he lead that rookie year 2009-2010 in rookie class? What category did he lead all rookies in?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Y'all can still hear me?
Yeah.
We can still hear you fine.
All-time, well, season leader in three-point field goals made.
Abdi, what do you got to say? What's your pick? Bro, looking at my laptop, bro.
I'm really not. I'm not. What's it called? I'm going to say three-point field goal percentage.
He said that too, right?
I don't know.
I said eight, yeah. But if we're going specifically, three-point field goal made.
It is incorrect. It is steals.
Interesting. So what's that? Two out of four?
He is one out of four.
So he needs this one.
But
What do you have? What was his average? Like four, six steals? Something crazy?
I think like 2.2 or something like that.
2.2?
Yeah.
Okay. Out of rookies.
You know what, Mom? I'm going to give you this. Listen, I'm going to give you a fifth question, right? And I'm going to give you a bonus question. The bonus question will get
all right.
So don't worry about that. So fifth question is, the NBA three-point contest had so many different sponsors, right? They had so many different sponsors that, you know, hosted the three-point contest. I think Sprite holds, like, the Samsung, whatever. Miles, there's been many sponsors. Just give me one company that sponsored the three-point contest.
Foot Locker.
Hey, man, yo, this guy's 2 for 5, baby. So I'm going to give you one question that's going to.
Wait a minute.
You know him, bro.
Repeat the question.
All right.
I do, but I need to make sure I heard the question correctly.
In 2013, which superstar, like meaning like celebrity, sold all the shares of the Brooklyn Nets?
Hope.
H to the O-V.
No copyright.
H to the S-O, V to the Eze. Shout out to Hope, man.
All right. So I'm going to do this.
Minority owner.
You guys are tied.
Yeah.
I got a question. All right. And I'm gonna ask both of you what the answer to this is. All right. Whoever gets it right wins this. Which NBA player in 2004 turned down a $21 million contract and saw his career end right after?
$21 million. Who turned that shit down?
2004, that's a lot of money.
2004?
Yeah, 2004, this player turned down.
That is a big contract.
$21 million contract. And his career ended, I think, a year or two right after.
Is there any hints that you're going to give us?
Was it?
He used to play for –
I know who it is.
And he played for New York.
Oh, can I go?
Hold on. I know who it is. Miles, and I'm going to ask you, and then I'll say –
I know who it is.
Miles, what's your answer?
Latrell Sprewell.
Abdi, what's your answer?
Sprewell.
All right, that is the answer. Another question. So, in 2010, this NBA player posed nude for Sports Illustrated.
In what year?
In 2010.
I think I know who it is.
2010?
He was the first player to pose nude for Sports Illustrated.
I know who it is.
I can't unsee that
band. I think I'm okay with losing that one. Cause I'm not quite sure who it is. I'm going to guess.
I'll give you a guess.
What position did he play?
Power forward. He was one of the best power forwards in the game at that time.
I know who it is.
Power forward? I'm sure you know who it is. I'm
Yeah, was answering.
Kevin Love.
Oh, yeah. Dang. It was Kevin Love. Damn. Ooh. You know, thanks for bringing me back, guys. You know
what? It was Amari Stoudemire.
Oh, what? No.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I'm not going to lie. I cheated on that answer.
Yeah, up to you guys. We can do a part two next week, and I can look up questions. If you're all tied right now.
No, that's up to you. I don't care.
You're the mediator.
We'll call it tie. You know, it was a long segment today. We'll
tie.
You know, these guys take a breather and, we'll go to game seven next week.
GG, bro. GG. Good game.
Good game.
Game seven next week. GG, bro. GG.
Anyways, that's all we got for Technical Foul Podcast. Y'all know what to do. Follow my boy at, I ain't going to say his name.
Test five, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Miles. Show your ass.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram at the.little.gap. Follow me on Twitter at 33 miles high.
Y'all know where to find all of us at Half Court Entertainment. Subscribe to the podcast. Y'all know what to do. Hit that. Holla. Peace.